USDA's Economic Research Service is reporting this week that the U.S. acreage sown for peanuts in 2016-17 increased 3% from last year to 1.67 million acres. The main increase was in Texas, which offset the declines in some other states. USDA also lowered their estimate this year on the average yield per acre down to 3,675 pounds per acre. In Georgia, crop conditions deteriorated throughout the summer, along with Alabama and Florida, on unirrigated peanuts that also caused lowering the average yield. Compared to 2015-16, the production is down 5% nationwide. With lower supplies and higher prices, peanut use may slow down, USDA said, particularly for the export market. They said export demand last year is for now forecast to decline from 1.35 billion pounds from the 1.54 billion pound record last year. The contraction of supplies is forecast to tighten season-ending stocks to 1.68 billion pounds. That's 839,000 tons as a carry forward. And that brings supplies tight because it takes about 500,000 tons to fill up the pipeline. So peanut supplies will be tight and prices are expected to improve. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.